Today we celebrate the feast of a very popular saint, though not as well known as he should be, but especially in the early days of the church. And he was not only popular, but he was the friend of saints and the savior of saints, St. Anthony of the Desert. As a very young man, his parents, who were very wealthy, died and left him the entire fortune. And he happened to go into a church, and the gospel was being read, so he was late. For those people who are always late, you have a good company there. But anyway, he entered in during the gospel, and the gospel that was being read said, "Whatever you have, sell it and give it to the poor, and then follow me." Well, he did just that. He had a sister, and he put her in a convent, where eventually she became a nun, but he left her a dowry big enough to take care of all her expenses. And then he went into the desert and spent years and years there, first by himself, then with others, and he founded several communities of eremitical life. When the persecution, this was at the end of the 3rd century, the beginning of the 4th century, but he lived throughout the whole century. He died at 105 when the great heresy of Arianism came, and people such as St. Athanasius had to escape and were sent into exile, it was to St. Anthony that they went. And he was so famous, even in his own days, that people who were troubled by demons and other malaise, all they needed to do was to say, "Anthony, help me," and they would be freed. And this was while he was alive. He was not a saint. He was not canonized anyway. And he did many wonderful things. He is known as the father of, along with St. Benedict, of Western monasticism. Because St. Jerome and St. Savas are of Eastern monasticism. And so today we honor him. Among the things that St. Anthony is very well known for, many miracles, of course, but while he was in the desert alone, the devil always tried to make him fall into sin. And he would appear to him as near or totally naked women dancing around his tent or his cave to try to make him fall into sins of impurity. And St. Anthony chased him off. And so he is very well known for those people who have temptations, especially of the flesh. You should become a very, very avid client of St. Anthony of the Desert. And of course, strive in every which way to keep away from all things and all places of sin. May he imbue us with the same spirit of purity and poverty and obedience that he had, and allow us to follow him into heaven, where now he is our intercessor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.